You are listening to the Old Mole Variety Hour on KBOO Portland. That is, as every true American knows, the Rocky theme. And Movie Mole's Denise Morris and Jan Hawken up next are going to be talking about this American classic boxing film in light of myths and pseudo-realities of American greatness. Later in the show, Jan Hawken will return to talk with Sophie Smith about the trial of Scott Warren in Tucson, who was tried for helping refugees not die in the desert. I'm going to hand it over now, though, to Denise to talk about this great American classic. Denise?
Thank you, Joe. Indeed, this great American classic showed recently on the big screen at the Hollywood Theater as part of a benefit, and I was able to go and see it and was inspired to talk about it this July 4th season, as it does bring a lot to the table when it comes to American ideology. So the film was released in 1976, the year of the U.S. Bicentennial, and Rocky follows the journey of Rocky Balboa, a struggling boxer trying to make ends meet, working as a debt collector for a low-level loan shark in the depressed working-class neighborhoods of Philadelphia. When heavyweight champion Apollo Creed visits Philadelphia, he convinces his managers to set up a title fight between him and a local boxer. "This is the land of opportunity, right?" Creed says. He wants a snow-white underdog, and because Creed is sentimental, and a lot of people in the country are sentimental, on this country's birthday, he will give a local boy a shot at the title. "I like it. It's very American," says the promoter. "It's very smart," replies Creed. They, of course, pick Rocky Balboa, the Italian stallion, because, quote, "Who discovered America? The Italians. What would be better than to get it on with one of their descendants?" While the first half of the film introduces Rocky, where he lives, who he hangs out with, his love interest, and how he makes a living, the second half is dedicated to his training for the chance of a lifetime in the, quote, "land of opportunity." This premise has been criticized since the film's release as pure make-believe at best, but the gimmick of giving a local fighter a shot at the title in the land of opportunity on this country's birthday is the core ideological engine of the film. And with the 4th of July's Independence Day lurking around the corner, we do want to look at the themes in Rocky that perpetuate the mythologies that link individualism to loyalty to the prevailing system. Jan, Independence Day is marked by unending displays of patriotism, American exceptionalism, and militarism. So to begin here, we wanted to talk a bit about the way the Rocky franchise has been used in the U.S. military in training soldiers to stay in the fight in the face of long wars and multiple deployments.
Well, I discovered the propaganda power of the Rocky film franchise when I was producing a documentary on mental health in the military in 2011 and filming a scene on resilience training for the Army National Guard. There were 60 or so Army Guard members there with trainers explaining how to stay mentally positive, even through militarily demoralizing multiple deployments. The trainer begins the afternoon session by introducing a segment from Rocky Balboa from 2006. And he explains somewhere along the line, he says, "You're going to watch a movie and you're going to find a message and it's going to mean something to you." And for him, it was Rocky Balboa. So he plays a 2-minute clip, an inspirational speech that the aging Rocky by now gives to his son. And this is a quote from the clip. "I held you in my arms, watched you grow and take on the world, which you did. But life isn't easy. It's tough and mean and will beat you to your knees if you let it. It ain't about how hard you get hit, but how you keep moving forward, how you can take it and keep moving forward. You can't blame others. Cowards do that. And that ain't you." So the trainer then starts discussion with his own commentary. Rocky Balboa is a story about what we're talking about here today. We don't quit, right? Now, Rocky's talking about fighting in the ring, but that's not his message to his son because his son's not a fighter, right? He was telling his son to quit being a baby. Life is hard. So My own commentary on that that day and that scene was how much Rocky as a character embodies what I came to think of as the new Army mental health program, that there's a lot of more focus on nurture and care of soldiers, because after all, it is an all-volunteer army, and you have to get people to keep submitting, going into the ring and submitting to this brutal, unending mission ambiguous war. But at the same time that Rocky is this tender-hearted character, loves animals, sensitive to his agonizingly shy girlfriend, he is unleashes an indomitable force when he enters the ring. And so it's a kind of confined, controlled violence that we see. And as masochistic as it is sadistic in a way. And so I think the Rocky character is not just about a traditional patriarchal masculine violence. It's about a kind of ambivalent, conflicted violence and the suffering of working class, in this case white men, as well as their potential for violence.
Right, and you mentioned a couple of important pieces of this. Many writers at the time the film was released, and many of these articles are archived, we can link to them on our site, wrote about the racism, this kind of simple yet complex racism in the film, and part of that
with the Creed character.
Right, with the Creed character, yeah. But also other characters that have a measure of success against this kind of pushing out or replacement of white working class by successful blacks, either at the level of the boxing world or Creed's particular advancements. And also the female reporter, at one point there's a female reporter in interviewing Rocky, who is a black woman. So there's been a lot of writing about how these pieces of the film come together.
And the appeal to ethnic minorities that are kind of on the margins between whiteness and blackness, and mm-hmm. and their grievances are, there's an appeal to their grievances during the 70s, this idea that they've been displaced by affirmative action and a rising mm-hmm. black power movement.
But in spite of all of this, of course, the reviews and the success of the film was immeasurable. It was so huge, winning an Academy Award, etc. I found this great quote. It's quote, "Our wish to have the best rescued from depravity comes true in the enchanting role of Rocky Balboa." So there's a commitment to this kind of rise of the individual, and this and that opportunity is very individualized in the film. There's not really a sense of a collective struggle at all. So
yeah, and I think also that it's interesting to trace the fate of female characters throughout the whole series of, what are they, eight of them now, eight or nine Rocky films.
Oh, there's tons.
Adrian was like agoraphobic, you know, agonizingly mm-hmm. shy and fearful, and then finally becomes the supportive wife over the, and yet the subtext of a lot of these films is these are men that are very dependent on the mirroring effect of wives, girlfriends, mothers. And at the end, though, the mother, even with this last one, Creed, that had a more developed story for the wife who had a life of her own, her story is canceled out at the end. So it does follow a trajectory of male development mm-hmm. under patriarchy, where there's a kind of repression by the end mm-hmm. of a course of development of the dependency mm-hmm. on women to yeah. sustain them.
And one of the most interesting moments in the film is when Creed comes out for the fight, you know, back to the original Rocky, and he's donned these really inflammatory symbols of American might and greatness. He comes out as George Washington floating on a boat, and he's got the wig and everything. Once he gets to the ring, he's disrobed from that and now is dressed in full flag attire as Uncle Sam, going around saying, "I want you, I want you." And there's an interesting...
That could be read a couple
Yeah, it could very be read very couple ways. But that's what's interesting about this film, I think, because it both illuminates the real grittiness of the environment and also the kind of cynicism about the symbols of American success. And in fact, Creed says at one point, you know, don't become a fighter, be a thinker. You know, so the path, but again, the pathway, of course, is very individualized towards success. And there's obviously something greatly appealing about this film to people, in American culture. It's iconic, and yet
and it does have some troubled. Interesting scenes as he's training through the streets of Philadelphia, which apparently is not realistic about the different neighborhoods of Philadelphia.
Right.
So it's we're seeing there certainly different ways of reading it.
Right. Well, that's our Reader's Digest version of Rocky and 4th of July, Independence Day. Let's celebrate with a big. Big no to militarism. Okay.
Yeah,
this is the Old Mole Variety Hour, Denise Morris and Jan Hawken.
Talking.